This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Time to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. What's up, Jonathan? Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
We're doing well. You're coming off a really good performance against the Browns. You held them to 13 points for your fourth straight win. Take us through the game. When did you guys know that you were just like, you know what?
We're out of the tunnel.
We're just dominating this team.
Cleveland sucked.
We're not going to let them do anything offensively today. This is pretty much a lockdown performance by the defense.
You know, the thing that's so awesome is when you listen to Coach Quinn speak, he always talks about brotherhood and playing together, right? Things that a lot of people overlook. But when you play a certain way, a lot of teams won't be able to last playing against that for a long time. So the way you see guys run into the ball, the way you see OZ run 56 yards and recover the fumble, that Austin Eckler fumble, just the way we play, a lot of teams won't be able to handle that. And it's so exciting being a part of it. So, you know, going to the game, we were confident. Obviously, you can never be complacent in this league. Every team has good players. But I like the way we practice. I like the way we play. And you know, I like the energy we bring week in and week out. So we were excited going in.
Well, one of those guys that always brings energy is Frankie Louvu. And he just had a monster game. 2.5 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, led the team in tackles. He had 3 quarterback hits. I mean, he was just like a man possessed out there. Talk about what he brings on the field. And I also seen, you know, like a lot of the fans have seen him doing the haka dance inside the locker room, getting everybody fired up. Just tell about everything he brings to the team.
I mean, I think the crazy thing is you got to see what he brings to just the amount of energy he plays with, the enthusiasm. I mean, it's exciting when you have a guy who can spread energy across the offense, defense, and special teams like that. And I think you see that being played out. I mean, every time our special teams takes the field, it's exciting. Every time offense makes a great play, he's one of the first guys up. So I don't think a better guy could have had a better game.
So I'm a little confused, I'll be honest with you. Because after the first few weeks, I just said, man, this defense has let me down again. I honestly don't believe in you guys. And the last 2 weeks, you're just making me look like an idiot. You guys are, I mean, pressuring. You're kind of doing everything. What's been the difference, and is this the real deal?
You know, the difference between having success and not is razor thin in this league. So even though we weren't having the success that we wanted, the first couple of weeks, we were doing the little things right, and we just had to carry that over to the game. But it also goes the same way. You know, we're having a lot of success these last 2 weeks, but that's not a time for us to be like, all right, now we're good. No, every week, we're in this dude. You have to work on the little things week in and week out. And I think the true character of a team is revealed when you see how they respond after playing well. I think anybody can respond after playing badly because you have a bad taste in your mouth. But when you're playing well and people are telling you how good you're playing and how good you look, that's when you find out about a real team, because it's easy to not do the little things. You get complacent. So I think that's very exciting to see how the team responds week in and week out, regardless of how we played the week before.
All right, explain it to me, because I know nothing about defense. How do you slow down Henry? And then if you do, then Lamar beats you. It seems like a deadly 1-2 combo.
Well, two things. If your offense puts up points, it doesn't allow them to just run the ball day in and day out. But really, it's going to come down to a battle of the line of scrimmage. We just have to win the line of scrimmage. And I'm so excited, and I'm looking forward to that opportunity come Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You played them in 2020. That's the last time you played and lost 31-17. What do you remember about that game?
The elusiveness of Lamar Jackson. I mean, the thing that's tough is you can dominate the line of scrimmage. You can pressure him, but you still got to get him to the ground. And he's a playmaker, so we're never going to have our hands full, but we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, Lamar had a 50-yard touchdown run in that one.
He had a good game, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but you got a very similar player on your side of the ball in Jaden.
I mean, again, it's going to be a very exciting game. I think this is a good opportunity to see where we're at as a team and as a franchise. And, games like this haven't been around too often for this organization. So we're excited to put in the work. We're excited to go out there and put a good product on the field. And I'm looking forward to this game.
So offensively, like, we had an idea that Jaden was special just from, and he's outperformed any of our expectations. But I don't think anybody imagined that we'd be scoring 31 points a game, you know, leading the NFL through 5 weeks. Besides Jaden, is there anybody that's kind of even surprised you a little bit, even though you're there every week? Like maybe Luke McCaffrey or something? Like, he's really making some big plays. Not a lot, but he's making a big play or two sort of every game. You know, Noah Brown's come in and made some plays. Like, Eckler is showing that he's still got a lot of life. Like, who's kind of maybe impressed you or surprised you?
Kind of like you were just saying, it's really hard to choose one person and say he's been the guy who's been the most surprising, because one week it is Luke McCaffrey, one week it is Austin Eckler, one week it's OZ or Noah Brown. So I would just say the intensity in which our offense plays with is exciting. Like, you see guys flying down the field, dying to get a block. You see guys trying to do everything to make sure they can get the block to get their guy open. Or just the effort and the energy that the offense plays with has been exciting. And I really don't think I can choose one person because, like you said, every week is always somebody new.
Well, the O-line, too. I mean, the O-line has shocked us.
Yeah. I mean, when people always ask, what's the hardest offensive line I go against? Or who's the best offensive line player I went against? It's hard for me to say because you can have a really good offensive line as far as players individually, but it's about how they play together. And I think in the NFL, there's so much that goes into having success. You gotta have a quarterback. You've got to have an offensive line who plays together and knows how to play well with one another. You got to have a scheme that's built around the quarterback that allows them to be successful. And you have to have coaches that put your players in. So there's so much that goes into it. But when you look at the offensive line, man, they're just in sync. They're in tune. They're physical. I mean, it's exciting to watch.
Joined by Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. I want to go back to the game against Cleveland for just a second. From looking at your timelines between you and Deshaun Watson, I think you faced him at least once before in your career, earlier in your career. Talk about how he looked then as opposed to how he looked this past weekend at Northwest Stadium. What's the difference there?
If I'm being honest, he looks like a player who has stuff going on above the shoulders. You know what I mean? There's definitely a confidence thing that's been going on. And, you know, I always tell people this. It doesn't matter how great of a player you are. If you don't have confidence, you're not a good player. So I would say that's just the biggest difference. I mean, I think physically, obviously he's probably not as athletic as he was 6-7 years ago, however long it was. But he's still, I mean, I still think he has that potential. But I don't know. Football is a weird game, man. If mentally you're not good up top, like, you're going to be weird. You're not going to be confident. You're not going to be playing free. You're going to be thinking. You're going to be reacting slower. So I would probably say that's probably the biggest difference for him right now.
You've had some bad luck just with your pro team because in college you never lost, right? And that was a great feeling for you as a player. But then you get to Washington and everything kind of drops down considerably. Are you surprised you guys are 4-1?
Am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised. I'm excited. I'm happy. Not complacent. But surprised? No, because I feel like if you were to say we're surprised, that means I didn't believe that we could do this. Mm-hmm. And I knew we could do this. We just had to go out there and execute. But again, it's still early in the season. You know, I know the D.C. fans have waited so long for this. But my job as a player is to make sure I remain humble, I remain focused, and I focus on the little things. And I let you guys go out there and just have all the fun and, you know, be excited for what we've done so far. But it's only so far. I mean, we still have so much football left to be played, and I'm looking forward to continue do the little things that are going to help us be successful moving forward.
You should have heard that one of the fans who just called us last segment. He said, I don't think we're going to lose again. I mean,
again, like the fans of this team, they deserve it. They deserve it, and I don't want to hear any of the fans say anything to us. Enjoy it. They've been through a lot. Let the players focus on what we got to do, and we'll remain humble. Let the fans go out there and have their fun.
How is your body right now through five games?
Probably one of the best it's ever felt. I mean, when you look at how much the offense controls the football and the reps that we're playing defensively and the rotation that we're having, I mean, I'm just not playing the same numbers that I've ever had to in the past, so I feel really good.
You're fresh.
It's right. Nice. It definitely seems like even –
and you got good depth, too, at that position.
It seems exactly. Like your snap counts are down a little bit, and that's good. You're happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the first things that we talked about when this new coach staff came in. It was, listen, like, you're playing too much. And I'm like, I agree, I am playing too much. So we were both on the same page about that, and I have no problem with my numbers being down.
Right, right.
Talking to Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen from the 4-1 Washington Commanders. All right, I'll bring up a sore subject. You never lost to Vandy, did you?
No. And here's what I always say about this. Any player is going to get up when you play against Georgia. But from a coach's perspective, you have to make sure your team does not overlook teams like Vanderbilt. And I think that's what makes coaches like Coach Saban, Urban Myers, Kirby Smart, that's what makes them elite. You don't see the dip off against those, I don't want to say lesser teams because they beat us, but you don't see the fluctuation week to week, you know, with Coach Saban. I mean, because he's always going to have us ready, have us prepared. And I like Caleb DeVore, so it was unfortunate to see. But, I mean, as players, man, if anything, go into those games thinking it's a stat game or something. But it just, in college, one loss, man, especially to an in the division now, like, that's brutal. That's brutal.
Time now for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. Can you rank the top three most elusive quarterbacks currently in the NFL?
At number three, I would put Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
I know people, they're like, man, how do we miss all these sacks against Baker Mayfield week one? But if you watch him this year, he is making defensive linemen look silly. Like, week in and week out, he is making guys miss. And he's a tough guy to get down. After that, I would probably say Kyler Murray. But it just depends. Like, sometimes Kyler Murray doesn't want to run. Mm-hmm. So if he's in that mode, then no. But if he's determined to keep the ball alive and run and scramble, it's going to be a long day for you.
He didn't look and like then, he wanted to run against you guys.
No, clearly.
Yeah. And then I would probably say Lamar Jackson won. Obviously, I'm not putting Jaden Daniels on it because he's on our team. But the quarterbacks that we could face, Baker, Kyler, and then definitely Lamar Jackson at one.
Hey, I can't remember what quarter it was, but when Deshaun was pushed out of bounds, it was kind of early in that game. And I think Sanders still actually pushed him out of bounds. And then there was like a little dust up over there, and you got into it. A bunch of guys got into it. What was being said? And did Deshaun kind of look lost to you? Because he looked lost to me.
There was so much chaos and screaming. I have no idea. I couldn't make out any words.
Were you just trying to get Mike out of there?
I was just trying to go in there and make sure I wasn't the only one supporting my guys. Right? You know, we're a brotherhood, and we got to support one another. We got to fight for one another. And I wasn't going to be the only one not in there trying to help my guys out. So
But like going back to that play, like Sandra still hit him when he had both feet inbounds.
Oh, it was a clean hit.
It was a clean hit, and then Watson, I guess, took offense to it and shoved Sandra still.
Right.
And then Sandra still, I give him credit, where he just backed off, put his hands up, was like, I'm not going to draw a flag here, because a lot of times guys that respond to the initial push or taunt are the guys that get flagged. So that was some good restraint from the rookie.
But you
there,
guys
Jonathan.
Had to get over there and protect him,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like I always say, when it rains, it pours. When things are going bad, you're frustrated, you're getting beat down in the media all day, it's frustrating. And that's all that was. You just saw frustrations boil over. Their offense wasn't having success. I mean, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. I mean, you deal with a lot as an NFL quarterback.
Well, he looked lost, too, man, I thought.
Yeah.
I'm curious,
yeah, for sure.
What did your Sunday look like after you guys got the win at home?
After we got the win, well, I took the long 2.5-hour drive back home.
How long?
Just, 2.5 hours?
It was so bad. I mean, it wasn't too bad, but it was long. And I just hung out, watched some TV with the wife, got some candy, watched some sports, watched that terrible Dallas and Steelers game. Oh, man.
Mm. Hey, you know,
do you guys have food in the locker room, or do you go eat at home?
No, they usually have food for us in the locker room, but I don't know. I've just never been able to be. I'm not a big eater after games.
Gotcha.
Hey, so you're the driver, right, for 2.5 hours?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's a killer. What are you listening to?
Start off with some gospel, and then we went to country, and then afterwards we just made some calls. To be honest, I have no idea what we were listening to. I was just completely zoned out at that point.
Hey, we didn't mention that you and Daron Payne did the rock, paper, scissors bit to stay in the game. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you go against a quarterback who can move like Deshaun Watson, you definitely want to get more speed out there. So this game we went with a package that only had one D-tackle out there. And, I mean, look, we're both competitive. We wanted to stay out there. And, you know, it is what it is. You got it.
Hey, when you're driving home, I know you probably got tinted windows, but does anybody know your car? Do they recognize your car and want to talk to you?
I have my windows tinted, but most people usually take photos and pictures and stuff like that, but it's not too bad.
Right. 2.5 hours is brutal.
Yeah,
that's rough. Just wait longer. Why wouldn't you just wait? I guess you don't want to wait, but...
You want to get out of there.
You
want to get out of Northwest Stadium.
His workday's done.
I don't know. Find something to do there.
All right, Jonathan, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck against Baltimore, and hopefully we're talking about another win next week.
Sweet. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Of course.
All right, thanks, buddy.
That's Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We'll do EB's entertainment page next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Fan. Coming up in the final segment of the show, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Whitney Cummings at Warner Theater. Also have a pair of tickets for Deftones at Capital One Arena. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets.
Are the Deftones better than the Boss Tones?
You're thinking of the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones?
Yes.
Personally, I would rank Deftones higher than the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
How about Tone Loc?
Well, oh. I mean, Deftones, a thousand greater than signs, Tone Loc.
Oh, no, Tone Loc's my man.
But one recognizable song. One.
I think you're probably right. Funky Cold Medina. I mean,
can you name another Tone Loc
no,
song?
I feel like he had two.
Okay.
He had two. Maybe not. Maybe you're right. Hold on. Tone Loc. Now we're down the wormhole. Yeah. Wild Thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's actually number one.
Yeah. Wild thing. And
that's
then
not even
Funky
his song,
Medina.
But okay. I guess I'll give you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you know that song.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood. By the way, how old is Tone Loc?
Tone Loc today is 63 years old.
58. Mm. Do you know what his real name is?
No. I'm guessing something with like Antonio. I'm going to go Antonio Williams.
Pretty close. Anthony Smith.
Okay.
Tone Loc.
Tone
Loc. EP is sponsored, of course.
It's driven by BMW Fairfax. It may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5. My buddy drove his i7 over my house yesterday. We're hitting golf balls in the backyard. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. All right, this is interesting. I'm surprised you didn't put this in here, Valdez. I just want to bring it up because I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh, I guess, are starring in a new romantic drama. We Live in Time.
Do you prefer Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man? Or you could even throw it in Tom Holland, if you wish.
Oh, I recognize him now.
Maybe Tobey Maguire.
Okay, he's the OG Spider-Man.
Yeah, maybe
yeah.
Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
So We Live in Time.
I think the new kid's really good.
Tom Holland's good.
So Garfield and Pugh, he's 41, she's 28.
Yeah.
We're filming a love scene.
All right.
And he said that they got so into the scene, they went way beyond what they were supposed to do.
Okay.
They didn't even hear the director yell cut, and they're getting after it.
Okay.
Going more and more.
It's like
and
you
more.
Watching Jaden Daniels.
And finally, they're like, you know, this has been a long scene. They look up, and the boom operator, he's walked away. Everyone yeah. walked away, and they're still.
They made it cringeworthy on the set?
Yes.
Interesting.
Were they single?
I don't
Are
know.
Are they married?
I don't know. I don't know.
He said the
well,
scene.
Why didn't they come in and say, hey, it's break.
They
cut,
cut,
cut, cut.
They just let them so keep getting after
they
it.
They didn't hear it.
He said they didn't hear it.
I know, but if they see, they still saw them
caught
doing
up
it.
In
they're
the
just
moment.
Respecting them getting caught up in the moment.
This is your Super Bowl, EB.
That's kind of hot, right?
Yeah, this is kind of your thing.
And they don't
two
have
actors
a,
just getting after it.
They don't have a relationship out off camera?
They might now.
They could, sure. Sparks are flying.
Remember, there's been a few like notorious scenes. What was the one? It was Mickey Rourke.
And Kim Basinger?
No.
Oh,
I think it was Mickey Rourke and Lisa
Bonet. Lisa
Bonet,
yeah. Wild Orchid, I believe.
There are quite a few. If you go down the wormhole,
yes.
Where actors have legit sex mm-hmm. on set.
Yeah.
We
there
all
can't
know about,
be there can't be that many, but okay.
Well, you know about Brown Bunny.
I do know about Brown Bunny, yes.
Yeah. You know about Brown Bunny.
I know about Brown Bunny, yeah.
Do you not know that one, Valdez?
No, well, he's gonna be Googling it in about 5 seconds.
Chloe Sevigny? How do you say it? Sevigny?
Sevigny.
I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name.
Yeah.
By the way, he may be gay, actually.
Who?
Andrew Garfield.
Maybe that's why she felt so comfortable. I have no idea.
That's, I'm not seeing it 100%, but I'm seeing different rumors about him.
I saw that he's dating Dr. Kate something or other.
Okay. JP's all into the rumors today.
Yeah.
What was the rumor earlier?
But Buda Baker.
Yeah, Buda Baker's going to get acquired by the command.
Rumors.com.
So this story is...
Look, Cakes, this is a headline from People Magazine.
I'm sure I can... You think I can see that?
I don't know. You got chubby eyes. Andrew Garfield, quote, "I'm a gay man without the physical act." I don't know what that means.
I have no idea.
I don't know what that means either.
All I think he was great in The Social Network.
I think Drab might be that.
He's a happy man.
Why? He has sex after good Geno Smith games.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Well... He didn't have a good sex after last week.
So you know that Tony Busby is representing like 120 Diddy victims, right?
Former junkies guest.
Now that you're telling me, yes, I know.
All right.
Who's he most famous for representing before?
Well, I know he was representing
the
kicker.
Was he a Clemens guy?
No. Who's I don't think guy? So. He definitely was representing the Commanders kicker before they cut him.
McManus.
Yeah. But anyway... He said there's a bunch of names, bunch of celebrity names out there, and he said that a bunch of them are being proactive and they're just paying off the victims so their names don't get associated.
Preemptive strikes.
They don't want to be brought up at all. They know they're in pictures. They know there's probably videos. They're jumping way ahead of it, and they're preemptively paying off these victims.
Mm. So he now was, he was in the Deshaun Watson deal.
Busby was representing Deshaun Watson.
Okay, gotcha. So, anyway, fascinating there. Like, I mean, all you got to do is look at the pictures.
He's representing the victims.
Victims. Right. Yeah, my bad.
Not Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Roger Clemens was Rusty Harden.
I'd like to be Deshaun Watson's lawyer.
Rusty
those
Harden,
fees are big.
I thought it was, right?
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. Kanye and his wife, Bianca Censori, are apparently divorcing.
Shocker.
After less than 2 years of marriage. Remember, he would just use her as almost like living art.
Yeah, she's like a prop.
Yeah, she was a
prop for him.
Boob prop.
Yeah.
Boob prop.
And then he was on the canoe in Italy or something, and, you know, there was a brown bunny situation going on. Yeah. They're saying Cardi B cheated on Offset
with
an NFL wide receiver.
I know who it is.
Well, they're saying...
He and Terp.
Well, they're saying it could be the most smoke is Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
But they're also saying it could be Tyreek.
One of the funniest videos, if you guys haven't seen it, when Diggs was with the Vikings. I can't remember which player it was, but he was going around and asking, if you had a sister, who would you least like of the Vikings to date your sister? And almost unanimously, all the guys are like, Diggs.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Diggs. Like, Dalvin Cook was asked. He's like, Diggs. I don't want my sister dating Diggs. Mm. Hey, he went up to Adam Thielen. He's like, oh, not Diggs. Can't date Diggs.
Wasn't she 8 months pregnant, too?
I think you're right.
She might have been.
The baby, you know, belly, what? The baby bump.
In my opinion, Diggs slumming. Slumming being with Cardi B. He can basically be with whoever he wants to be with.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's slumming.
You don't think she's attractive?
No.
I don't.
When she's at her in her best.
Personally, no. She's a no for me, dog. Randy Jackson. She's a no for me.
I didn't know Diggs had a thing for pregnant women.
Maybe he does.
I think he just has a thing for women. That's what it sounds like. Yeah,
I just posted the video, if you haven't seen it, at Junks Radio. Give us a follow on Twitter of the teammates going after Stephon Diggs.
That'd be interesting. We should ask that of the Commanders. Because, like I've always said, I would literally be
Are you gonna ask Jonathan Allen that?
I would literally be thrilled if Terry McLaurin would break up with his fiance and marry one of my daughters.
Sure.
Preferably my older daughter.
It's probably not gonna happen.
In that Diggs video, they ask him and he's surprised. He's like, I'm a good guy. Like, and then they ask him, like, all right, Diggs, like, who would you not like to date your sister? And he looks and he's like, Weatherly. And they're like, why Weatherly? He's like, because he's ugly.
Right. That's pretty funny. He's got a good sense of humor.
So you can watch it at Junks Radio.
Does this change anything, at least in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
when Justin Timberlake got pulled over for the drug driving or wherever he was. Was he in the Hamptons? Wherever the hell
that
he was.
That sounds
he
right.
Was.
Yeah.
He was in Sag Harbor, wherever that is. Yeah. Is that Boston? I don't know. I don't know.
I think he was in the Hamptons.
Arrested in the Hamptons in June for drunk driving.
Can't believe it was June.
They're saying he was there hanging out with wife Jessica Biel's former stylist.
Okay.
You think he was hollering?
I know the look you're giving me.
I'm just asking you, does that mean anything?
Maybe they're just friends. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, they could have been there. They could have been in the Hamptons at the same time.
Yeah.
And said, hey, let's meet up or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Would you want to go to a Timberlake concert?
No.
Yes.
He's at Capital One Arena.
No, I don't want to go to Capital One Arena.
In 5 days.
Yeah. I would like to go if you could transport me there. Like if I could teleport and just pop up in like a...
And you're in a suite.
Yeah. And then teleport back.
That's where
you'd
be at Capital One.
No, he doesn't want to drive.
I don't want to deal with all
the metro. It's so easy.
It's not easy.
It's like the last place on earth I want
to
be.
Are you kidding me? I took the metro to Caitlin Clark, to
you're a big,
Sebastian Maniscalco.
I took it
3 times in like 9 days. Couldn't have been any easier.
I don't like to be in the city.
Well, metro.
Yeah.
But easy. Right there. Boop, you're at the concert. You can drink, do whatever you want. You're home.
Hard. It's that it's just not fun.
What's easier: texting Jim Van Stone and getting a parking pass. It's generally easier.
That's the best.
Yeah,
but that requires driving.
It does.
Sitting in traffic, and I just don't have
the best place on earth.
Home,
your house.
You need a teleportation machine.
I told you I didn't even want to go see Jelly Roll.
that's the other one I saw.
Jelly Roll.
I know. Well. Can thank me. I'm famous.
You made him famous.
Sacktown Mike texted me, "What's a jelly roll?"
Yeah,
said I've heard of jellyfish.
When is
Timberlake 5 days? He said
Sunday.
So
7:30.
We're gonna go on Sunday, football Sunday.
Yeah, right.
7:30.
Yeah,
we're gonna go at 7:30. Gotta get up at 4. I mean, come on.
You're so soft.
I don't mind going to 7:30 thing. I don't mind. I can function on 5 hours of sleep.
You wouldn't do it.
Here's when I would go
Timberlake.
Here's when I would go to a Timberlake concert. If he's singing in my living room, I could just plunk down in my sofa and he's doing a private concert.
Where did I see Kid Rock? I saw Kid
Otherwise,
Rock.
Otherwise, I'm never seeing him
I
live.
I might go into the basement if he was doing that.
What if he was at MGM National Harbor while you were playing poker? Would you leave the poker room?
What? Do you think I would stop seeing flops?
No,
to go see
not.
Justin Timberlake.
What about
perform?
Bruno Mars? He's been there. I saw him. You wouldn't.
Bruno's a stud. He's one of the best.
He needs a hair metal guy.
Yeah. If you tell me Rat from back in the day is reforming, can't do it because at least one of the members is dead.
No, I actually think Justin Timberlake's super talented. I would
probably be a lot of good looking women there.
Yeah, right. But that's not where you're going to see him.
I want to hang out with ugly guys looking at flops. I don't care if there's a billion times.
Ugly, smelly dudes.
Yes, those are my people.
With chip protectors.
Yeah, those are my people. These are my
protectors.
Guys.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring sexy back?
No. I'm cool with not bringing sexy back.
He wants a $6 straddle.
Yeah.
Last but not least,
I
want to
flop a set on a guy.
You know how Diddy got his key to Miami Beach?
No, but this is all news to me.
All right. Well, he did. He got a key.
How would I know he had a key to Miami Beach?
Well, because his pictures were like everywhere. They were showing it off, whatever.
I don't think
we go to the same websites. I don't think your searches are the same as mine.
I mean, it shows all of my feed. Well, the key to the city has been rescinded.
Is Diddy ranking running backs for week 6? I don't think so. So I'm probably not seeing these pictures of Diddy.
Who else has received a key to the city?
He got cares a key about the to keys New York to the City, game. Too. Yeah. In 2023, Eric Adams gave him a key to New York City. But they asked him to return the key.
No, they did.
Hey, Everyone's making him return this key.
Hey, do you guys have a key to the city for like Bowie?
I think
we asked for it and we didn't get it.
We got a fake street sign.
Yeah.
What about DC? You should get a key to the city for DC.
I mean, we should have a street named after us in DC. I mean, let's be honest.
That's a good
30th It's a great idea.
30th anniversary.
Of course, it's a great idea.
Junkies Way, just, right here.
When is that?
To get into this
when is
building.
The 30th anniversary?
I think it's like less than 2 years.
Hey, Hey, Cake grew up down the street. Yeah. Eve grew up on Pointeridge Drive. But yep. Eve and I both grew up on Pennant Lane.
Yeah.
That's two junkies on one street. That's the street that should be called Junkies
Probably
Lane.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys should definitely have a key.
It's the P section. Yeah. You can't.
It's the P. You guys live in the PP section. Yeah. Two different names.
You can't break it up. It's got to start with a P.
When EB says that, most people don't realize that. The neighborhoods that we grew up in Bowie would have the entire section, every street would start with the same letter.
Which, by the way, that's idiotic if you think about it. Hey, it's so confusing.
So there wasn't a main street.
Because Pointer Ridge Drive, Pennant Lane. Oh, I live on Pennypacker Lane. Whatever. That was the name of one of the streets where we live.
Who
still
cares?
A name.
Burrell
Park.
Okay, but there's different words.
It's dumb. I know.
It's not like it's the same word.
Hey, and then in Bowie, there
it's
was
confusing.
The K section.
It's confusing.
You were literally confused.
I wasn't because I lived there. Yeah. Anybody that does live there is butt confused. All
it's actually more organized, Cakes. It's more organized.
Idea. It's just a dumb idea.
Cakes wants a main street on every, hey, in every neighborhood.
Did you guys see the story? That there's a house in Bowie that has offensive Halloween.
Oh, no.
I didn't see that.
What does it have?
You
can't even say.
You have to look at
it. It's really offensive?
So it was a story on the news.
Okay.
No, but like, is it really offensive or just like for Sally's? Like for, you know.
I'm going to guess. If
see
he's
it
not
here.
Saying it, I'm guessing it's pretty offensive.
Says disturbing Halloween decoration upsets neighbors.
Yeah.
They're not happy.
Is it really disturbing?
In your town, Bowie. In the P section.
Is it really disturbing?
Stupid
P
section.
This. It says it. This is what the story says. Video shows what looks like a body wrapped up in a black garbage bag
dangling
upside down from a tree.
Well, that's like a Halloween thing, right?
It reminds people of a lynching.
That's why they're offended.
It's a show.
All right, but they would hang all kinds of people.
Is it the P section?
I thought you were going to tell me people had like Nazi flags or something hanging in their yard as Halloween decorations.
Look, I didn't see it. I obviously never went by the house.
Right.
I'm just saying it was a big enough story.
Okay.
It was on the local news.
All right. I don't know if it was in the P section. Yeah.
In your awful neighborhood.
Looking to upgrade your office game? Well, swing by PVI Office Furniture, where we've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues, whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play in comfort. PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan and you'll score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI. Going to hook up caller number 10 right now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Whitney Cummings' Big Baby Tour Friday, October 11th at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events to score those. We'll give away the Deftones tickets before the show is over. And there's not much show left, so keep listening for your chance to win. Didn't Whitney Cummings go to
St. Andrews? She did.
St. Andrews
Episcopal
famous
school.
Alum.
Yep.
I still like her TV show. She had a sitcom on NBC for a while. Jason, in the sports page, you mentioned the baseball playoffs. And I saw that Shohei hit a homer in game one. Dodgers won that one. They lost game two to the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
But I only read about this story. Maybe you can fill me in. Did Manny Machado throw a ball at Dave Roberts in the dugout? What happened?
It was after... You know, it was middle of the inning, and he's taking ground balls for infield practice, and then he tosses the ball. I couldn't tell based on the angle. I couldn't tell exactly where he threw it. If he threw it, it was all in the air or some of it on the ground. But he tossed it into the dugout of the Dodgers, correct?
When you say toss, he threw it like half speed, or you...
He went like that, just tossed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Dave Roberts said it was unsettling, didn't hit me because there was a net. If it was intended at me, it's disrespectful. I don't know his tent. The ball was directed at me with something behind it.
Hmm. Well, Dodgers fans were throwing balls and trash out onto the field and in the bullpen during one of the games, too. Like
that was.
There's bad blood brewing
there. That was game two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were throwing it at Profar and Tatis.
Right.
So they had to delay the game for 10 minutes. Just a bunch of drunk idiots.
Gotcha. But when I read it, it didn't come across as a soft toss, but maybe it was just a soft toss, is what you seem to be saying.
Well, I mean, it's just from the camera view, it's just pretty high up, so you can't tell how high he was or how hard he was throwing it. Just, I mean, look at it. The video's out there.
So during a break, we had the giggles. We were in the bathroom.
Why?
Because Valdez was, we were just commenting, just that ridiculous scene that he and Mar put together in that toilet yesterday.
They tag-teamed the toilet.
They tag-teamed the toilet before Drabby licked it. And it was just so disgusting. And he was like, I can't believe you guys acted like you'd never seen, before. And I'm like, the only way I can describe it, and maybe it's because Valdez is not a father, but this just take this analogy. You guys are her dads will all understand this. When you change your own kid's diaper, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you change the neighbor's diaper.
Yeah. Which you don't want to do.
You know what I mean? Like you're babysitting or something. Yeah. You got to change like the next door neighbor's kid's diaper or like your nephew's diaper. Mm-hmm. It's freaking disgusting. It's the grossest thing ever. But when it's your own, it's not nearly as gross.
You can kind of live with it.
Right?
You accept it.
Yeah. So when you go in there and you see what you made in there, literally look like a horse did it. A sick horse.
Was it that bad?
Dude, and the thing is, it was his smelly colon and Mar's smelly colon together.
Combined.
The combo.
I mean, those guys are eating a lot of vegetables in the morning, too.
I don't know what
there's a lot
doing.
Of, like, avocados.
I would get a, colonoscopy.
If you missed it, the full video, or at least, like, a 55-second shortened video that Mike Mar did is up. On our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio.
Well, someone had to do it. We were relying on you. You're the poop king.
No,
every day you have an evacuation, right. And for whatever reason you got shy yesterday.
Well, I didn't think I was going to deliver. You got stag. Believe me, I couldn't deliver anything like you delivered.
Case in point.
Let me ask you this.
Hold on. During the break, we're walking out of the studio. There's a guy, like a firefighter here, that wants to take a picture with us.
Yes.
And Eric's like, gotta do this quick. I gotta go take a dump. Right. I gotta go like right now.
Well, I mean, I have a limited window. The wave hit.
Right.
You know, I could not do what those guys did. The fact that Valdez sat on that toilet after Mar disgraced it and didn't flush.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey,
why is Valdez though getting the bulk of the credit? Maybe Mars is the one that was really messed up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because his was on top.
Disturbing for you, Cakes.
Yeah.
Seeing that.
Yeah.
Or witnessing the vasectomy with that one guy that had
Steve who lived in the yurt. That was way grosser.
That's really? The grossest thing I've ever done.
Because when I saw,
but you had to look at it, like
I know
his potatoes.
I had to look at his testudo shell, and it was gross. But it was in a clinical, clean environment. It was sterile. Like that was like a crime scene.
No, that was the smell.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it.
You're still convinced he brought something in unnatural.
I guess it's the idea of the combo.
Yeah, the combo does make it even grosser.
I guess it was the combo.
A lot of people pointed this out in the comments on social media. Again, you can go to the Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. Valdez's commitment to the bit.
Oh, he was so committed.
Yeah, he was in. He was all
got
in.
Up.
Yeah.
Went to the other stall to wipe.
Yeah. Right, because he didn't
That's full-blown commitment.
He didn't want to cover it.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't cover up a masterpiece like that.
Yeah.
All right. I never want to talk about that or think about that ever again after today. All right, we're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score 2 tickets to Deftones North American Tour 2025. Sunday, April 6th is the date. At Capital One Arena, tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So 10th caller right now is going to win. EB would go to that concert if he could teleport into a suite and then teleport back into his house as soon as it was over.
Like I got to drive to O'Connell today from the golf course.
Yeah.
I am dreading.
I can tell
it's
already.
It's going to take you 75 minutes.
Yeah. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.